I'm Jesse Green, theater critic for New York Magazine, and I'm talking to Dave Lefkowitz on Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
Here on the 10th annual Total Theater Tonys show, we have a newcomer to the neighborhood. Very excited to have the theater critic for New York Magazine with us. His name is Jesse Green. If that name rings a bell even beyond New York Mag, he was a feature writer for many years for the Arts and Leisure section of the New York Times and also New York Times Magazine. He's going to be talking about Best Revival of a Play, and we're very happy to have with us Jesse Green. Welcome, Jesse.
Well, thank you, Dave. This is my first professional engagement as a theater critic.
That's wonderful that you made that leap. Were you expecting it? Was it just out of the blue they said, hey, we need a new critic at New York Magazine and you're the one?
Well, I kind of expected it since I was the one who poisoned the previous one. What? No, I didn't know that.
Well, John Simon's still alive, so it wasn't he.
And so is my immediate predecessor, the wonderful Scott Brown. No, I was not expecting it. I've always written features, whether about theater or otherwise, and Scott decided he wanted to throw in his hat with his own professional playwriting career, so they asked me to take up the chair.
And how have you found your first year or two doing this?
It's exhausting and fascinating, and it's a new skill that at my age is wonderful to try to learn. You see a lot of bad stuff, but you have good seats.
Well, the interesting thing that you mentioned off the air is that you see a lot of off and off Broadway as well as Broadway, and yet you've got one column per week. What percentage of things do you see that you actually write about?
The truth is, I have more than one column per week, which is to say the reviews these days all go up online. As a wonderful online magazine version and a special culture website called Vulture. So everything I write goes up immediately, sometimes within minutes, on the Vulture website. And then, depending on the space and the time of the year and the importance of the reviews, they either do or do not end up also in the print magazine, which comes out every 2 weeks now. So I can write about as much as I can stand to see. That's generally maybe 3 a week, although in high season it can be as many as 6 a week at the very end of the Tony season, which is a nightmare.
Of course. Now, it is not a nightmare, however, to go through the nominees for the Tony Awards, including this big category, Best Revival of a Play. I'll read them out to you, and then we can go through them. There's The Cripple of Inishman, the Martin McDonagh play, The Glass Menagerie, Tennessee Williams, A Raisin in the Sun, Lorraine Hansberry, and Twelfth Night, I forget the author of that one. But, Jesse Green, your thoughts?
Well, it's one of only three categories of the 26 that the Tonys offer that I have not yet been able to mark my little X on the ballot. Mm. I find it perplexing and wonderful that there are four really unusually deserving revivals of a play. Not only those four, but a whole bunch of others that were not nominated. So in terms of what I think is going to win, I think it's going to be Twelfth Night. It might be A Raisin in the Sun. You hear things both ways, and of course it's all just guesswork anyway.
Now, why has it been so hard to mark your ballot? I mean, what are the one or two that you're struggling to put the X next to?
Well, Twelfth Night, of course, is a play that's been done a million times since that strange little playwright, whoever he is, wrote it so many years ago. In one sense, you feel, well, how can I reward Twelfth Night? I mean, I did it in junior high school. But on the other hand, this was an exceptionally fine production, and I don't just mean because it was beautifully acted. The way it was put together and staged and even financially put together was unique and moving and represented all the values that we want to look for on Broadway moving into the future. They had a lot of low-price tickets. They were able to sell very well and make a profit even with that. Very high level of performance, and as you may know, it was also an original practices production, so it involved all the kinds of costume and lighting and sound techniques that would have been available in Shakespeare's time. And for us, that's a unique opportunity that just doesn't come around, let alone at the Broadway level and with stars like Mark Rylance very often. And it seems to me that that's quite worth rewarding. On the other hand, A Raisin in the Sun was an exceptionally good production of one of the great American plays and has behind it the producing know-how and guts of Scott Rudin. So there's a lot of people in the theater community who are interested in rewarding that. I would also say The Glass Menagerie was the best Glass Menagerie I've ever seen and an important rethinking of it for our time.
Why was it the best and so important and different? Just the idea of the memory play staging of it?
Well, yes, but in particular, the way director John Tiffany stripped down accumulated years of ideas about the poetic drama of it to really something that seems to be closer to what Williams was looking for, and something more mysterious and odd. It had become kind of a domesticated play over the years for many of us, partly because we study it in high school and have all seen productions of it. And this really, by removing all of those accumulated layers, brought it down to the bone, and it's a much more kind of odd and frightening little play than I thought it to be. And for me, that feeling of reawakening or rethinking is part of what we're going for in the revival of a play category.
Now, if there were one extra slot, there have been so many revivals this year of plays, everything from Machinal, which isn't done very often, to Of Mice and Men, and the Richard III, let alone The Twelfth Night. There was Waiting for Godot, there was No Man's Land. If you had one more slot, which would you have given that to in this category?
Wow, just one more. You know, there were 14 play revivals.
Wow, yeah.
And you named a bunch of them. Also, I would add to the list of possibles, The Winslow Boy, also
yes.
Roundabout like Machinal, a very fine production. But I guess of those, I would add Machinal, which is the Sophie Treadwell play, rarely done and beautifully done, and starring Rebecca Hall, who was also not nominated in the Best Actress in a Play category just because there were so many great performances, but I think is worth mentioning.
Do you think it was fair that Denzel Washington got skunked since you liked A Raisin in the Sun so much?
Well, I think everything's fair. It's, you know, nobody's out to skunk or trick anybody. You know, those nominators have a terribly difficult job, and they just put down what they think is best, and then the computer does the rest of it. They don't negotiate over it. It's not, I don't like that producer or I don't like that person. It's just the way it happens. And no, to answer your question directly, I mean, I would have been fine if he was nominated, and I'm fine with the others who were.
That's cool. Now, speaking of being fine with things, what show, be it on, off, or off Broadway, made you feel most fine this season, Jesse Green?
Well, when you word it that way, I would have to say the musical After Midnight. You might quibble over calling it a musical. It's a review, I suppose, of Duke Ellington and Cotton Club music and music associated with him and that period. And it is certainly the most joyful thing that's been on Broadway in a long time. And I also want to add, done with incredible good taste. If you had asked the question a different way, I might have answered with Fun Home at the Public Theater, the musical based on the Alison Bechdel graphic novel. But it's not exactly fun, despite its title. It's more moving and powerful. And there's a bunch of other things as well. But I'd be happy to have those two shows be known in the future as something that happened this year.
Well, will you be having fun at home on Tony Night, or where do you normally spend your Sundays with Tonys?
Now that I am the theater critic, I'm supposed to do a live blog. I'm not entirely sure what that is, but I know it involves my computer.
Okay.
And so I think I will be sitting on the sofa watching the show like everyone else and blathering about it online like everybody else, only I'll have two or three other people listening.
Well, you certainly didn't blather about your thoughts and the categories here on the Total Theater Tony Show. We thank you so much, Jesse Green, for being with us, and congratulations on this great gig as the theater critic for New York Magazine. I get the feeling you're going to be really doing a fine, fine job there. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave.